is Joanna Novak. Natalia, can you hear me?
I hear you, Joanna. I'm clear. Hi, everyone.
Great. Well, welcome, everyone. We wanted to connect with you all because of having to cancel last week's call. So we're doing a brief 30-minute Q&A tonight. So thank you for being here and for your understanding in the scheduling snafu last week. And before we get started, I just wanted to remind everyone of all of the things that we have coming up in the coming months. Now that summer is winding down and we're all, you know, going back to normal schedules, I wanted to remind you all of the October class that I'm really excited to be leading. It's a month-long course of guidance and support with an amazing group of people, so I encourage you guys to check that out. And, of course, we have our November courses. Following that, we have Natalia's advanced training and Doris's class immediately after. So for those of you who are traveling, it's a really, really wonderful opportunity to take both courses, and we are offering a bundled price for both of them. So please email me, joanna@detoxtheworld.com, for more info as far as that goes. And the only other thing I'll say about that is that there are special discounts offered for both things, for the October course and for the November courses, if you register early. So if you register by November, September 10th for October, then there's a discount. And if you register by September 15th for the November courses, there's also a discount. So we hope to see many of you in the coming months. Natalia, did you have any other announcements before we open up the questions?
No, you covered it beautifully, Jenna. Thank you.
All right. Excellent. Yeah. So again, email me with any questions, but I don't want to waste a minute. So I would love to open the line up to you all. If you have any questions that you'd like us to address, you press, go ahead and press 1 on your keypad.
And in the meantime, Joanna, I think there were a couple questions from last time. And should we address those? Or?
Absolutely. Yeah, I will gladly go to some of the questions that came in for the last call. And I think a good one to start with is, what do you do when you mess up? So someone wrote in last week about saying, I was doing really well sticking to the plan I know is right for me, and then today I got stressed out at work and ate a bunch of cookies. Now what to do? So both on a practical level, I think, and also the bigger picture.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's such a good question. The reason I like this question so much is because it really helps people understand the mechanics of tissue cleansing when they're in that situation. The reason is it forces us to acknowledge where we've been dietetically, where we are, and where we want to go, and how and why we have the manifestations we have at any given time. So if you're somebody who has been doing tissue cleansing diligently for a long time, and you know that you've had success because you are feeling amazing, and you've had that sort of, you may have had that deep drop off of weight, and then you've come to a very beautiful, juicy figure that is energized and you're symptom-free. So you've come to the other side, the right side of detoxification. And if you're in that state and your system is really nice and clean and you feel high most of the time, then if you take in something that is of a low degree, then you're going to, you're going to wind up feeling really, really awful. But here's the good news. You're going to be able to fix it really quickly and simply by going back to what you were doing. A few things to keep in mind. One is that you're probably going to create a lot of carbonic gas. So there's going to be a lot of gas pressures created by this thing that you wasn't advisable, wasn't good for you. You may wind up bloating immediately. Or if it's not immediate, if you repeat the error several days in a row, you're going to wind up really paying for it. But in a clean body, if you mess up, you're going to feel like you just completely like flunked the whole test and you may as well never have cleansed before. You're going to feel that bad. You might even have symptoms and even look that bad and be that bloated. But in a cleansed system, if you immediately go back to what you know and you immediately make sure that you clean out all the residue that was there. So you awaken and you release and get it out as quickly as possible. Your body, because it's so strong, because it's a body that's been cell tissue cleansed, has so much inherent power in it, it will kick out the poison at super speeds. So you're not going to be walking around with this for more than 2 or 3 days. There'll be a process, and as that cleaner stuff goes into the body and hits that poison, you will probably inflate a bit, and you'll feel puffy. And you might even get, like I said, a little symptomatic. But if you can just keep in mind what's happening, what the mechanics are of tissue cleansing, that when waste gets awakened, it's uncomfortable, you look bloated, you get puffy, the reconstitution of the waste, then, and it's the mobilization of it through the body. Remember, even a salad, we talked about, if it's moving through the body, can make you a bit puffy. But if it's moving, if you get salad moving poison through the body, you might really puff out. But stay with it. Don't lose heart. A few days, you'll be on the other side of it, and the body will tighten up and feel great really, really quickly. Now, yeah, the other side of it is if you're coming to this and you are, you know, coming from a mainstream diet and you hit the body with all this clean stuff, you're going to have that kind of a bloated reaction. It actually brings into the discussion the whole concept of bloating, because people often say, oh, I feel bloated, I'm bloated, I have issues around bloating. Well, why do you have an issue around bloating? Is it because you're coming to alkaline water-containing foods after a standard American diet? It's normal to bloat because you're going to reconstitute and awaken. Are you having bloating issues because you eat impeccably and then you decided to see what French fries were like again? So in either one of the scenarios, if you can at least solve your own mystery if you understand the mechanics behind how this stuff works. So your tissues, when they get something in them they don't want, if you have pure tissues, they're going to the acidic substances are also inflammatory. So they're going to inflame, literally and figuratively in multiple ways, your tissues. They're literally going to get angry. Your tissues are going to be like, get this out of me. What is this? They're going to have this irritated reaction to it. So just expect that. But know that the way to fix it is just, again, get it out. And also, never, 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 you guys, don't fall into that trap of, oh, I screwed up, so I may as well just have, you know, the whole kitchen sink, and then it can carry on to the next day and the next day. That is so much a part of a culture that just is addicted and it's self-loathing, that has no place in our life. Okay, you have a couple chocolate chip cookies, you have too much wine. You know, in my case, it's probably too much wine, cheese, and chocolate. Those are the things that get me, and get into my tissues if I'm not careful. But you never continue the damage simply because you think you may as well throw in the towel, because that's just more waste you're going to have to pull out. Not more hours on the treadmill, not more, low-calorie dieting. That's all part of the same screwed-up paradigm. We don't associate with that paradigm. You do some things that are a little bit indulgent, and you appreciate that you wanted the indulgence, that you had something that drove you to the indulgence, that was an emotional issue, that was you lost your center. Take ownership of that. You've lost your center, but do you want to keep your center lost, or do you want to find your center? So you take that moment to say, okay, now it's time to move toward my center again, and now I can appreciate the value of being in my center. And you measure yourself by how centered you are, not how much weight you may have put on by taking that in, or what the scale says, or what your raw food friends say. You measure yourself by your center, because we need to be ready for things to go awry inside of our bodies even, as well as outside. So by that I mean that even if you do everything perfectly dietetically, if something goes wrong in your body, if you get a diagnosis you don't want to hear, if you have more weight on you one morning and you don't want those things to dictate to you whether or not you're going to be in your center and in your highest power, your prowess in life is going to come from, it has to come from, otherwise it's not real, from your true sovereignty of your soul. Not some sort of, you know, are my tissues cleansed? What's the scale say? How am I? And that's all good. And you can follow that. And you'll gain a lot of power from feeling, knowing what life is like in a clear mind, clear open heart, clear open cells. But that's not enough. We can't hold on to that like a crutch. If that even fails us, we have to maintain our center, which is why if you start to spiral down that old familiar stairway where you start to grab for things because you think you've already screwed it up and you're just feeling self-loathing and you just want to drive the nail in a little bit harder on yourself because you think there's a part of you that knows that if you do that, then you'll gain just enough momentum, hate yourself just enough to start depriving yourself, and then you're going to go at it again the wrong way. You see, so it's just a vicious cycle. It has no place in true healing. But that's basically how to fix yourself. So don't make the damage worse. Just awaken and release. Get it out of there. Make sure that if, even if fruits were in the picture before, make sure that anything that could possibly add to fermentation is not around. So no fruits. Make food combining impeccable. Just folk vegetable-centric. If ever there was a time, do that. One meal a day, kind of the road cleanse approach is a really smart idea because you don't want to just keep layering food and food and food in. If you screw things up, you'll fix yourself much quicker if you don't do that. But and also anything like alcohol, anything that would be inflammatory and fermenting would not be a good move. But if if you're just kind of a little bit into tissue cleansing and you do something that's a little off the mark, then you don't have to be that perfect to get back. You just have to be better than whatever it is, whatever, you have to get back to what you were doing before you fell off the mark. If that makes sense. Joanna, is there anything you'd like to add to that?
Yeah, no, I think that's good. And I think it's such a big question that comes up often. And to release some of the pressure that you put on yourself is so important, too. You know, it's like not getting too caught up in your head about it and letting that be a lesson. And if your body responded negatively, that's a good sign that you're making progress.
Exactly. That's a very good point too. Yeah. And to the extent, if you just had a little bit of something not so good and your body is reacting, then it goes to show if you think about it, Gil used to talk about it as the Olympics. You know, those of us who were for whatever reason, we really cared. We really wanted to live that pinnacle experience in the human body. And so it was kind of like we were Olympians, or are Olympians, or whatever you want to think of it. And as an Olympian, you have to hold your performance, it has to be perfect. So if you're living at perfection, and I'm using the term judge loosely, because remember, this stuff is not about judgment. But if we're talking about tissue quality and cells being a perfection point, then you introduce the slightest imperfection and your body's going to recognize it. You're going to be sensitized to it. The body's going to be so in tune and know it's because it's so much grace that it's going to recognize the absence of grace or something that is not gracious that's entering it. And it's going to say, get out of here. I'm an Olympic athlete. I live at peak. Now, if you're not an Olympic athlete and you're just, you know, jogging for the fun of it or running some marathons, you know, which is no small feat, mind you, but, you know, if you're doing this recreationally in the sort of in the hierarchy of the intensity of this, then, you know, you might be able to, you don't need perfection. There are going to be a few things can go wrong and you're still going to feel fine. But the more precise, the better off and the more in line in harmony with source energy your cells and tissues are, the more they're going to recognize an imperfection, and that can be seen as a strength as long as it doesn't become the measurement tool by which you measure yourself, or that if that's not on point, that you fall off balance in your life. Because then you've missed it entirely. This is not an end to itself. Tissue cleansing is not an end to itself. It's a means to connect with the source energy, to become more aligned, more sovereign, to empower ourselves, not to disempower ourselves, as that can be if it's even the slightest bit off that mark. Yeah, that to sin is an archery expression. You guys are probably very familiar with it by now because it's sort of is a known fact, but very well known fact. But it means to miss the mark, literally to miss the mark. So if you know, if your body sins ever so slightly, you know, the most devout body is going to know what that feels like and recognize it. But, you know, it's not your goal necessarily. It doesn't have to be anybody's goal. It's just the way it is from on a biochemical level in the body, from a biophysical, or I should say bioelectrical level, because it's really, at the center, we're energy, and we're electrical energy. So if that electrical energy is flowing so purely, it's going to feel something that's denser that's inhibiting its flow. And that's just, again, that's just like the science of detox. But let's make it practical. And I think hopefully we've done that. We've explained how.
Yeah, I think that was helpful. Again, if anyone has questions, you can press one at any time. We'd love to take your questions live. But I'm going to pull another one from last week. And this is a question about detoxing for 50 years old and above. Someone says, I'm new to this community. I'm wondering if there's somebody in the age 50 to 50 plus, and I believe it works differently when you're not in your 20s and 30s.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, the good news is that we have a whole audio video about that very topic. In fact, if anyone takes a look, I'm not sure exactly how to access it. Forgive me, but I'm sure you do, Joanna. To get to our Detox the World television, because we have an audio video up there that's of an interview that I did with Masha on this very topic, and we explore it fully.
Yeah. Oh, and that's another good reminder that we've just started that YouTube channel. So for those of you that are getting our emails, you should see a link to that right at the bottom of the email. So it's a great way to refresh on some of those old recordings and videos.
Yeah, okay. So I would say go to that to start, and I feel like I would just be reiterating everything that's on there. So I think it'd be smarter just to listen to the audio because it's more thorough.
Okay,
yeah,
sounds good. Okay, another one. So this came up on the community. Someone posted about stevia being a stimulant and wrote, has anyone experienced stevia keeping them awake at night? My sister feels like it has. I've started using more stevia in the past month or so, and for about that long have experienced almost every night waking up after 6 hours of sleep and feeling so awake that I can't get back to sleep to get the other 2 hours I'd like to get. I've been eating detox for a year and feel great otherwise. I can't think of what else it might be.
You know, I couldn't say for an absolute fact, but I've never heard of stevia acting as a stimulant in anyone, unless it's, you know, I can't speak for something like a Truvia or one of these offshoots of stevia that's mass marketed, which probably has funny little things in them to make you addicted to them, given where they come from. But as for the New Naturals brand stevia, which is the one I use and love, I mean, I use quantities of the stuff. And I and my baby sleep like babies through the night. So, I don't think that's an issue. No one's ever mentioned that before. And I think what's probably happening is there's something else that she's just not identified that's going on with her. It could be that she's having a growth in consciousness, and that can definitely interfere with that sort of thing. It can change the rhythms. Remember that the endocrine system is so, so delicate. So all of our, everything we do in a day and everything we do in the within, in our consciousness, will affect the pineal gland, the pituitary glands, which are, you know, going to govern our sleep cycles. So it could have to do with that. It could be that she's getting more life force than she's used to, which is causing her to wake up and feel kind of revved. And that happens to a lot of people in their detoxing. And sometimes there's patterns, and we forget our patterns, because usually when we get out of one pattern, we forget that we had the previous pattern because we're in a new pattern. And meaning that, you know, there can be cycles when you're detoxing. I mean, there's so much accumulation, so much needs to leave, and so much adjustment that goes on within the body as you do this, that, you know, you might have 6 weeks where you're, having funny sleeping patterns, but then next thing you know, you're conked out in the deepest sleeps, and you're sweating profusely every night. You might go through a phase of having nightmares, a phase of having the most beautiful dreams you've ever had, and then you're flying in your dreams, you're having lucid dreams. So, I mean, sleep is always going to be affected by any shift in the body. And so anything from an external stimulant, maybe she's moved into a new apartment and there's new, or a house and there's new sounds or lights, street lights. I mean, it could be any number of things. I really don't think it's the stevia. Again, you know, I don't know everything. I know a few things, but I don't know everything.
Yeah, so it's so true. Thinking about, especially in a juice fast, or when you really take it up a notch, how you really feel the effects on sleep in that context too. Just a reminder.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
Okay, well, I see someone has a question live, so I'm going to give it over to Heidi. Go ahead.
Hello, Natalia and Joanna.
Hi.
I am one of those people, actually. It's perfect that that question came up about the over 50. I do want to go to the YouTube TV channel. That's exciting. I'll go there for my answer. However, this is more of a tech thing, but I am not receiving emails from the sign-up with the Rose Cleanse. I'm receiving some, and then today I was away from my computer and I was trying to log in on my iPhone, and it was saying that it didn't recognize my new email address. So maybe at another time, Joanna, we could work on that, or
Heidi, why don't you just send me an email and we'll get that straightened up right away.
Okay. Great.
Okay, Heidi, I hope you do get all your questions answered in the audio video. And yes, Joanna absolutely will take care of you and make sure that you get all the emails that you'll want to get.
Okay, wonderful.
Great. Okay, we have a couple of more minutes. Does someone else, again, if you have a question live, you can press 1. Otherwise, Natalia, do you want to take one more question from the past?
Sure. I remember one about Hashimoto's.
Yes, that's a good one. I'll go to that one now. So it says, I have a friend who is in serious pain from Hashimoto's disease, among other autoimmune issues. I'm trying to introduce her to this lifestyle to help her ease her pain, but I'm wondering if anyone in the community has had this and has significantly reduced their symptoms or cured themselves by the detox lifestyle. Just looking to hear about others' experiences.
Mm-hmm. Great. Well, there's so many angles we could start with this one, but a few things. Firstly, most women are being diagnosed with some sort of thyroid disorder, really sadly, you know, by 25 and up. I mean, it's really remarkable. It's getting younger and it's getting more widespread, as all these things do, because, you know, we always have to acknowledge that imperfection in the way we live always manifests in some sort of painful symptom in the body. So, you know, however it manifests is not always predictable, but that it's going to manifest is predictable. And the fact that the endocrine system, which is the thyroid, is a major part, which is what Hashimoto's disease is about. It's an autoimmune disease that basically is the imbalance of the thyroid, and there's so many different imbalances of the thyroid and so many autoimmune diseases today, but it's in that spectrum of disorders. And the first thing to know is, yes, absolutely, this way of living will ameliorate that condition. I'm not allowed to say certain things about cure, and hopefully that was okay for me to say, just to allude to the fact that it will it's a beneficial thing. And then to know that every condition, except anything that's come through lineage or something that you've gotten by impact, like a baseball bat on the head or being run over by a truck, will, you know, is going to be positively affected by tissue cleansing. It has to be because the fact that the cells and tissues became laden with unfit materials is the original cause of all those illnesses. So if you understand all modern symptoms that way, then you can pretty much guarantee that anything that's caused, that anything that's emerging symptomatically from our culture is going to be, can be radically fixed, corrected by this kind of approach. You see? So the kind of blanketed yes across the board for pretty much everything, including Hashimoto's. So the way to think about something like Hashimoto's, though, is that because you know it's endocrine disease or imbalance, you can, it's important to understand the endocrine system and how delicate it is. And the thing is, our bodies are like jewels, and there's subtle energies in our bodies that we don't understand. They're very delicate glands and aspects. You know, we think about, you know, on the one hand, we have our bones. You think about your bones like a crystalline matrix and you know, structure, and the bones are all, you know, are like our gold. You know, if we're thinking about like the earth, and then we have these very delicate aspects of our bodies, like the endocrine system and the very, very subtle secretions that come from them, which we call hormones. The whole network is, on the one hand, very, very delicate because it has aspects like this. On the other hand, it's super adaptable and super robust. But what happens is when we push this adaptability and this robustness to a point, eventually the robustness can't protect the subtle aspects of the body. It is the subtle sort of the hormones, the glands that are secreting them anymore. And so in a way, they're so delicate that you think they'd be the first to go, but they're also, they also can become the last to go because the system's already been so beaten down and it can't protect them anymore. So the way we live, basically, what I'm getting at, from the adrenal glands to the pituitary glands, the gonads, the reproductive organs, they're all these delicate parts of our system are falling apart now because of our abuse. And instead of seeing the thyroid condition, Hashimoto's disease, as a separated issue and like, okay, well, where does that fit in? See it as part of the see it as part of a picture that where something like this has to happen because the body's been so abused. And in the perfect sort of exclamation point at the end of the sentence where you say, I see this culture and I'll get me out of here, because it does nothing but end in decay. It might seem to go slowly. It might seem like it's not obvious, but it is absolutely obvious. And these kinds of conditions, it's so much easier to culturally just say, oh, well, that's an imbalance, and that's just, yeah, that's just enough. And, you know, where does that come from, and how do we fix it? Nobody knows. That's what medical science will say. It'll say, well, we don't really know how this happened. But here we have a drug for you to fix it, and, you know, you don't have to produce thyroxine anymore. And so, you know, you're going to need to take Synthroid. You're going to need to let us cut out your thyroid. You know, instead, what we're saying is, let us put everything back in order, because there's order and there's chaos. If you're not in order, you're in some form of chaos. And the degree to which you have chaos is the degree to which you're going to have pain, emotional, physical, spiritual, all those things. So I would just encourage you to think of it in the same way as you think of any other ailment or symptom, and take heart in the fact that, you know, that you can absolutely transform yourself and, you know, again, whether or not I'm allowed to say this, eliminate that condition through the right work.
Yeah. All right, well, it's a couple minutes past 6:30, so I know we only have 30 minutes for tonight. Is there anything else you wanted to add before we signed off?
No, just to keep everyone, just keep your eyes open and see what's in front of you. I mean, it sounds like an obvious thing, but we're so drenched in a culture of, actually, Derek Jensen says it best in his title of his book, Culture of Make-Believe, that we don't realize that it's make-believe. And it's instead of, the risk of sounding too severe, it's really important for us to wake up and see what's going on and see what's taking us down, see all the things that are taking us out of order, out of harmony, into chaos, into dissonance, and acknowledge that that dissonance is going to manifest in the body, and there's no way to avoid it. That's just not the way life works. Life's pains are its alarm bells to tell us that something is not in alignment with life and it needs to change. And our resistance to that is only going to be our downfall. The more we can accept that and make the necessary changes, as challenging as it is, that's where we're going to find peace and joy and inspiration and a joyous place in the living matrix of life. We're going to find our sovereignty and our pleasure in that order. And you just have to, if you can use the word faith, it's a matter of having faith that that is going to be there for you as you continue. But it doesn't take blind faith, because with every step along the way, you're going to feel that. The rush is going to feel good. You're going to feel energized. And whenever you don't, just know if you have anything wrong, it's because something is moving through, either emotionally or physically, and just persevere to the other side of that and just keep going. So that we'll wrap with. Keep going.
I love that little bit of inspiration. And a personal note, we're all, the Detox the World team is all here. And I feel like there's just so much going on and the exciting opportunity to connect with each other. So I hope you guys will continue to seize them and keep sending us your questions. We'll be happy to address them on the next call.
Yeah, and the next course that's coming up is the fundamentals with you, right, Joanna?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, I highly encourage anyone. You know, a lot of you listening might be, may know this work inside out, but you want to share it with friends and family, and you don't know really where to start with them. Well, Joanna's fundamentals course is the place to start with them, because it's very. She just knows how to introduce this work to people who are new to it in a way that's very, very comfortable and comforting. I can get a little bit intense, but Joanna has a more velvety touch than I do. So I would say, that would be a wonderful gift you could give them, or even just point them in her direction. It would be a gift to them either way.
Thank you.
All right. That's all. Thanks, everyone, for calling in and for persevering and for being inspired by this. And, we're all one big family the way I see it.
Yes, absolutely. We'll talk to you guys all soon. Everyone have a great night.